How long do you let it sit there? How long?
Until you feel like all the way's out.
Just a day or so?
You just have to watch it. Sometimes it takes longer than that.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurities out?
Strain it.
And you say this morning at 7 o'clock I what breakfast?
You cooked breakfast, Joel?
Or I
didn't. I didn't do that.
Talk about eating breakfast. You say this morning at 7 o'clock
I ate breakfast.
And yesterday at that time I had
already eaten breakfast.
And tomorrow I will
eat breakfast again.
And if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself
a glass of water.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And so you say somebody has
broken my glass.
Okay, but I didn't mean to
break it.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Do you ever hear that called victuals?
Oh, that's an old-timey term. I don't think it's used much anymore.
Something that's kind of like a pie. Maybe it's made out of apples, and it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough on it.
You're talking about apple cobbler?
Okay. What else?
Then you might have an apple pie, but a pie has a crust at the bottom and a crust on top, you know.
Do you ever hear of a deep dish pie or family pie?
Well, you make a deep dish pie. Sometimes you should do, a lot of times a deep dish pie, you don't put a bottom crust on it, you just put the crust on top. Then that keeps it from being soggy.
Is it just deeper than the...
Yes, you put it in a deeper container, whatever you make it in. You can make it in, we have casserole dishes now that's real nice, but lots of times we used to have a granite, I have a big granite pan I've had for years and years, and if I wanted to make a real big one, I could put it in there.
What would you call a sweet liquid, maybe cream and sugar and nutmeg, that you could pour over pudding or pie?
You mean a sauce of some sort?
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you would call that a...
snack.
And you'd say, if you were thirsty, you'd say, I want a glass of water.
You'd say, I want a glass of water.
Or, I poured myself some water and
I drank some water.
And you'd ask me, how much have you...
How much did you drink?
Or how much water have you...
I don't say that. Drunk.
Okay. If dinner was on the table and the family's standing around, you tell them to go ahead and...
go ahead and eat.
Or they're standing up, you tell them to...
sit down.
So he went ahead and...
sat down.
And you say no one else was standing because they had all...
they all sat down.
They had all... what
down? I don't say that.
What would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you'd grow yourself?
You mean vegetables that you grow in your garden?
Any special names if they're grown yourself?
No.
And something that's made out of, well, something that people eat for breakfast, particularly southern food, it's white, and they eat it along with eggs.
The bread?
It's made out of ground up corn, actually.
For breakfast? I don't know. You got me there.